You are listening to a podcast from the World Stroke Academy, the educational platform of the World Stroke Organization.
On the occasion of International Women's Day, we at the World Stroke Academy want to celebrate the achievements and careers of women in stroke and highlight female leadership. We interviewed outstanding women who were nominated by WSO board members for their important contributions to the field of stroke.
This is the 8th episode of the Women in Stroke Initiative podcast.
Hi, I'm Professor Anita Arsovska, Associate Commissioning Editor of the World Stroke Academy, and I'm here today with Professor Sheila Martins. Hi Sheila, it's great to have you here with us, and congratulations on the nomination by the WSO board members.
Thank you. It's a pleasure for me to be here too.
Sheila Martins is professor of neurology at Universidade Federal do Rio Grande do Sul, coordinator of stroke program in Hospital de Clínicas de Porto Alegre, head of neurology and neurosurgery in Hospital Moinhos de Vento, president of the Brazilian Stroke Network. She's also co-chair of the World Stroke Campaign Committee and President-elect of the World Stroke Organization. So Sheila, what is your vision as a WSO President-elect?
Well, I really believe in the importance of having only one world voice for stroke, putting all efforts together to decrease the global burden of disease, acting in prevention, treatment, and long-term care support, increasing the access to all patients to the evidence-based treatments, increasing equality, and decreasing disparities between rich and poor people in the world.
What is your career advice for young women who are about to take their first steps in stroke research?
Well, I think you should start working with academic research, with your group, people with the same interests, and show that you can do a good job, a research with quality, and with this you have a chance to apply for a grant. I started measuring and showing what I was doing in stroke care. Believe in you, you can do it.
What have been major challenges in your career?
Well, was to work with policymakers. It's a real challenge. You have to convince them that your argument is good. You have to show them that it's possible to do what you are proposing. The governments change the opinion, change the position, and this can finish what you started. For this, since the first steps, we organized our services in Brazil, we measured everything we were doing, we showed them that was possible and it could change the outcomes and costs in stroke care in Brazil, first here and after in Latin countries. We should work with them, but independently. For this, we found the Brazilian Stroke Network and the Minister of Health worked with us to develop and implement the national stroke policy. The success of public health programs cannot only depend on political parties, they must be built technically and solidly to guarantee continuity. And governments change and the programs you build should remain independent of political views and positions.
What has been the greatest achievement of your career?
Well, was to be elected as the WSO president to start in 2022. I decided to be doctor because of the possibility to help people, mainly people that cannot pay for it. The opportunity to be the WSO president will allow me to help people in the whole world. Maybe it could be a chance to change the world for a life without strokes.
And would you tell us about your ongoing research projects or planned future projects, especially about the stroke certification program in Latin American countries?
Well, we finished the Resilient trial, the only thrombectomy trial in a developing country last year. And with this, the Minister of Health approved the treatment to be used in public hospitals in Brazil. And now the treatment can be implemented in low and middle income countries. We are starting now this month with Cut Stroke in Half program in Brazil, a microbraining initiative. The idea is to modify the primary care for a better control of hypertension, diabetes, and modifying lifestyle to all patients, the World Health Organization HEARTS program, together with the implementation of a clinical trial to prove the concept using a polypill of antihypertensive plus statin with or without a stroke riskometer for lifestyle changes in patients with middle risk of stroke with blood pressure, systolic blood pressure between 121 and 129. And now, tomorrow, we will be opening the platform for Stroke Center certification in Latin America. World Stroke Organization and Ibero-American Stroke Society initiative. The certification of Stroke Center is critical to ensure that hospitals implement and monitor all priority evidence-based strategies that can change the natural history of stroke. We are working together with 11 countries, with delegates, stroke specialists, stroke societies, and Ministry of Health. And I'm sure that will be a challenge, but will be an important step to change stroke care in the region. And the program will be free to all hospitals, allowing all stroke centers to participate, public or private.
It is really, really a great achievement, Sheila. So, thank you very much for participating in this interview. It was really a pleasure and an honor for me to talk to you today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure for me too.